How did you and your husband, Don, first decide that you were ready to become parents?
Oh, my God, good question. We were together for 12 years, and we talked about it a couple times over that time, but I was doing a movie in Italy, and the director of the film kept talking to me about discovering the father in your spouse, and something struck a chord, and I remember calling with my phone card to talk to Don and say, I think we should do it. I think we need to discover the father, and click, and I ran out of minutes.
Oh, no.
But it certainly sparked a conversation when I got back, and then as time went on, we talked more and more about it, and we had very, very close friends who were having kids, and Don kept saying that the happiest day in his life would be if somebody dropped a baby at his doorstep. And one of our friends said, don't be crazy. If that would be the happiest moment in your life, then go and get your baby. So it was a series of those little life lessons that I think led to us taking the plunge.
After his realization that that child is just not going to show up on the doorstep, what were some of the hurdles that you had to navigate as a gay couple adopting?
Well, we went to a meeting at a place in Los Angeles at a family services and adoption agency called Vista Del Mar, and we went to a couple of information sessions where we learned that adopting from various countries were closed off to same-sex couples. That in fact, most of the countries in the world were closed off to same-sex couples, and we started to learn more and more and more about the open adoption process, where a birth mother chooses the family situation to place her child and to make an adoption plan. And the more we learned about it, the more we learned what we were going to have to do to make that happen. And so we made a birth mother letter, and we got home studies, and we had background checks, and we went through a lot of screenings that most people don't have to go through before they have a child, but it certainly was. There were a lot of hurdles to jump through, but all of it worthwhile in the end.
And after you got your daughter Eliza, what do you remember very best from your and Don's first days as dads?
Oh my gosh, that is a tough one. Well, I do remember so much fear and trepidation before that baby was born. I mean, in the final days of our birth mom's pregnancy, I was so nervous. I thought we'd made a big mistake. And I do remember very clearly something that maybe happens to all parents or maybe not, and certainly no judgment if it does or it doesn't. But the second Eliza was born, and it was a C-section, and I remember the doctor lifted her up in the air, and I saw her. I had this unbelievable wave of just feeling, I couldn't quite believe it. And I will remember that moment because, you know, it's not without its complications, the open adoption process. You know, we were taking care of the birth mom for a couple of weeks after that baby was born. And you naturally have to focus on her and her feelings and what's just happened and the unbelievable generosity that she's just displayed and what her feelings might be. And until she went back home, we really weren't able to look at each other and look at that baby in our crib and really feel like, okay, the family is now just the three of us. So really, I remember that initial moment of birth, and then I remember this period of time where your natural defenses are sort of keeping you from falling too much in love while you may, you know, while a birth mom still has the very real opportunity to maybe change her mind. And so it is a fraught couple of weeks. That's all I will say.
I can imagine you kind of holding your breath. It's what, the first 72 hours she can say, no, I want my child anyway?
Well, usually it's 30 days, and certainly we were waiting those 30 days for the birth father to relinquish his rights. But I think in the case of our birth mom, she had signed a waiver that allowed her rights to be relinquished in 72 hours, which I think was something that she had never really doubted that she was going to do. But still, during those days and during the days after, when we were still taking care of her twins and taking care of her because she was, you know, quite young, our focus had to be very much about making sure she felt okay about, you know, it wasn't like, thanks for your baby, we'll never see you again kind of thing. It was just something that we really felt like we wanted to make sure she was, especially after a baby's born, you know, there's the obvious hormonal changes that happen in a woman, but also in this particular case, it was a very, very, very unique circumstance. So we were certainly on our best behavior and had our guard up and we're trying to take care of her at the same time as integrating this gorgeous baby into our lives.
And once she left, and Eliza was definitely your daughter, what did you find that you learned about yourself as you became her dad?
Well, I write about this a lot in my book, Does This Baby Make You Straight? I just sort of was surprised at what I never knew I had, which was a maternal instinct. I guess that's what we call it. Maybe it shouldn't be called a maternal instinct if a man is having it, but maybe we should. And just embrace the fact that different people can have different kinds of impulses. But I sort of discovered this feeling that is very nurturing. Impulse that I didn't know how to describe beyond that. I suddenly felt, and maybe I was identifying with my own mother, and we'll leave that to the therapist to analyze, but I definitely felt just a wave of this nurturing maternal instinct, which I'm not sure has ever gone away.